Today News Bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Good morning. The headlines. Economist predicts sustained kwacha strength on back of rising copper prices. Davis Mwila advises PFMPs backing UPND to eat with respect. And in Global News, Minnesota officials say FBI blocked their access to ICE shooting probe. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Economist Henry Mulea says the recent appreciation of the kwacha against major convertible currencies is not short-term, but a sustainable trend. Mr. Mulea explains that with Zambia's economy remaining heavily dependent on copper, the local currency is expected to remain firm and could strengthen further as global copper prices continue to rise. He has told Phoenix News that government's move to revive mines across the country is now paying off and should not be underestimated. Mr. Mulea notes that increased copper output from these mines is boosting foreign exchange inflows, pushing the kwacha into a bullish position against major convertible currencies.
I think we will be able to sustain this appreciation, and largely I think we need to realize that our country is largely copper driven, and our currency moves in tandem with the pricing of copper on the international market. So if you look at copper now, it's trading at about $13,000 per metric ton. That's a record price. So, and we are expecting this to continue at least in the medium term. The projection on the world market is that by 2030 we are going to have a shortage of 3 million metric tons of copper per year. And that means our possibilities are endless here in the medium term as a country.
Former Patriotic Front Secretary General Davis Mwila has advised PF members of parliament who have aligned themselves with the UPND administration to do so with respect and refrain from making unsubstantiated claims against their former party. Mr. Mwila's remarks come after PF Chama South MP Davison Mungandu attended President Hakainde Hichilema's rally in Choma, where he made claims that the PF had intentionally destroyed everything to make the president fail his first term. Reacting to these claims in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwila has described Mr. Mungandu's comments as misrepresenting the PF's development record and an attempt to justify the ruling party's failure to deliver on its promises. He argues that the PF delivered projects and services during its time in office, and tangible achievements are still appreciated by people. Mr. Mwila says the practice of opposition figures praising the UPND highlights weaknesses in the ruling party's own record, urging citizens to wait for the 2026 polls to assess claims of superior performance.
He's trying to impress his masters, because the PF did a lot of things for the people of Zambia. And that's the more reason the people of Zambia, they are still appreciating what we did. But him to go there, because he is just trying that Hakainde Hichilema has done nothing. Because if you are in government, you are elected by the people to change the lives of the people, to deliver development to the Zambian people. But if you start giving excuses, it means that you have failed to deliver. So I want to tell Honorable Mungandu that let him speak to his land. He has gone. If he thinks that the Zambian people are hard to Isaka in the HLM, he should wait for August. But I can tell you that the way things are on the ground, they are not good for APN because they have not fulfilled most of the promises that they made.
The Southern African Alcohol Policy Alliance, SAPA, says Zambia is struggling to effectively implement the national alcohol policy despite growing alcohol-related challenges in communities. SAPA Regional Director Philip Chimponda says alcohol availability and consumption are increasing across the country, including among underage persons, while the brewing and consumption of illicit alcohol is also on the rise. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chimponda says the situation has worsened, noting that the policy adopted in 2018 to regulate alcohol availability and reduce harmful consumption has not achieved the expected results. He also notes that while there is political will from leadership, the biggest challenge remains lack of commitment in implementation. He added that in the last quarter of 2025, SAPA, working with civil society organizations and the Ministry of Health, executed a plan to review the alcohol policy to assess achievements and failures and explore the need to involve more stakeholders.
From our side as civil society, we are very, very committed, and we know that from the side of the government, we are assured of leadership and political will. However, the biggest challenge is commitment, which has not been there. So we are looking forward to that this year 2026, we are going to do better.
Veteran politician Prince Akashamba Twambi Kusitale Wanika says the confusion that has rocked the Twanse Alliance is an opportunity for Zambians to rethink their leadership choices. Mr. Lewanika tells Phoenix News that it is beneficial for leaders to expose their true character, motivation and capacity before the 2026 general elections rather than after. He notes that there is no reason why Zambia should continue selecting mediocrity, further stating that it is good when leaders show their true colors so people do not waste their hopes on them. Mr. Lewanika adds that it would be illogical to mourn the fall of Twanse Alliance when better leaders with quality and capacity can be found. In global news, Minnesota officials say the FBI has blocked their access to an investigation into the fatal shooting of a woman by a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agent. People have taken to the streets of Minneapolis to protest the killing of 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good, who died on Wednesday after being shot in her car. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has accused the Trump administration of blocking state officials from involvement in the case. But the U.S. Vice President, J.D. Vance, said the investigation is a federal issue. Monitor the BBC for more on this and other global stories.
The U.S. Vice President, J.D. Vance, has described as a tragedy the death of Renee Nicole Good, who was shot and killed in her car on Wednesday by an immigration officer in Minneapolis. But Mr. Vance said she was a victim of left-wing ideology. Officials in Minnesota say the FBI cut them out of the investigation into the killing, which they say will be neither transparent or fair. U.S. federal agents have shot two people in Portland, Oregon. Police say the two have been taken to hospital and have urged the community to remain calm. Ukraine is again coming under nighttime bombardment from Russia. The mayor of Kyiv has reported explosions in a number of districts. The authorities in Lviv say critical infrastructure has been damaged there. The U.S. embassy in Ukraine has warned of large-scale Russian attacks.
This is the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Taking flight on air and online.
And now the business news.